Hi, my name is Nicole, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, my name is Calvin, and I am a fake fan.
Hi, Calvin.
Hi, my name is Tristan. I'm single looking for a prince, and I'm a fake fan.
Hi, Tristan.
Oh, no.
Someday, my prince will come. I'm sorry, I know it's not this movie, it's just stuck in my head. Which one was that? Was that Snow White? Okay.
This one is A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
Okay. Okay.
When you're fast asleep.
Someday my prince will come yeah. in a dream that my heart makes.
Yeah. You knew him once upon a dream. That's Sleeping Beauty.
Ooh.
Today we watch Cinderella 1951. 1950. Wow. I guess rounding out three classic Disney princesses from the 1930s to 1950s. This was really fun. I had a lot of fun. Let's first go around and see who is today's fake fan. Nicole, are you a fake fan of Cinderella?
It's like one of those I probably watched when I was younger, but I couldn't remember. But a lot of the scenes looked familiar, so I don't know. Half and half, I guess.
It's not a fake fan.
Oh.
I think a fake fan is someone who can't even, like, can't actually comment on anything. Like, they haven't seen it.
Oh.
And so, like, it'll, you know, yeah. you nod your head while going along with it. Yeah, totally.
Oh, really?
And then, you know, that's when you've lied. That's when you've hurt people. That's when you've been dishonest. Tristan, have you ever been dishonest about Cinderella? Are you a fake fan of Cinderella?
You asking if I've lied? This is a sin, homie. I'm the same as Nicole, because I have scenes in my memory, but I have no recollection of this movie. I know the plot of Cinderella. I know Gus is a character. I know that character, but I don't remember just, like, watching this movie.
I thought you said you'd never seen this movie.
I don't know. I honestly cannot remember.
Yeah, I'm not a fake fan. I've seen it. I had a VHS of it growing up. And I actually remember quite a lot of it now that I watched it. Like, oh yeah, I remember this scene. But yeah, well, good. I don't know in the description whether or not I'll classify you guys as fake fans, but
I think that counts. Okay. If you know, like, parts of it, if somebody came up to me and was like, yo, remember Lucifer and Cinderella? I'd be like, yeah, I know of the character. Yeah, piece of shit cat. Yeah, I know.
Well, this story is the classic story of people who are put into wrong position of being forced to serve awful people. And that's the moral of that. That's the moral arc of Cinderella. She's beautiful. She's honest. She helps the animals who are helpless, and everyone treats her like shit.
That's just like me.
Oh no.
I was talking to the part about how my stepmother hits me.
Well, I guess let's go around and see what you guys thought of it. Nicole, what did you think about Cinderella? Rewatching it for the first time in such a long time.
There's definitely parts of it that I really liked that I kind of forgot, like the opening. I love a good book opening. I think we had that was Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that, like, little Disney continuity with, like, okay, story time. I love that.
I just needed Shrek to come and rip a page out.
Oh my gosh.
That's just what I'm waiting for.
I forgot that, yeah.
I was going into this one thinking that this would actually be the most boring one. And I kind of came out of it thinking that it's actually the least boring one of the three that we watched. I just had a lot of fun with every character. I mean, they do a great job with, like, Gus and, well, I don't know what the other mouse is.
I think, too, they've gotten better at animating facial expressions.
In Sleeping Beauty, Maleficent has, like, this really unique character where I would love to see more of her character. They were able to plant this seed in my head with just that, whatever appearances she had in that film, where I was like, oh, she's got a really interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, the evil stepmother, I wouldn't want to see more of her, but, like, they also do a great job of, like, building out the villain's character in a way that's like, wow, there's some real fun in the depth that we get to explore here, versus like in Snow White, where the evil stepmother is just flat. I mean, it's, I wasn't interested in exploring her more than they showed us in the movie. In the right direction, for sure. I think it's just so fun to watch each character, even the prince, when he like rolls his eyes like, yeah. Oh god.
When the stepsisters come in.
Tristan, what did you think about Cinderella?
I'm gonna be honest, I'm trying to think if I liked Snow White or Cinderella least. I really liked Sleeping Beauty last week. I think that was pretty. I liked the characters in that. It's like I mentioned last week, I liked watching the Magic Golden Girls. I feel like this prince in Cinderella had the least amount to do. He literally only shows up like twice. And I was like, I don't know, I wasn't crazy about him. This is another one where it's called Cinderella, it's named after the princess, but you really follow like the mice more. And I wasn't crazy about the mice, the side characters. I hated the stepsisters, but not like in a way that like you're as a viewer, you're supposed to hate them. But I was also kind of just like, I could use less of this.
Oh, they were just like so unbearable.
Oh, they were awful. But I do like the stepmother because she's the classic like Disney villain. Same voice actress as Maleficent. I did give it a lot of Maleficent vibes from her because, man, she's one of those that it's like fun to hate. But the stepsisters, I was just like, gosh,
brutal to watch.
Hate these two.
I disagree about that. I had a lot of fun hating the stepsisters. I think they're hilarious. And I loved the mice. You really didn't like the mice that much?
Nah, fam. They were, I don't know. They just didn't do it for me. Every time they talked, I was hearing Ewoks.
Oh my god.
I feel like half the time I couldn't understand what they were saying. I was like, oh my gosh, this is mice.
I can understand that, but to me, I mean, I just love their characterization, the way they're animated, the fun characters that they are. I don't know. I liked them. Maybe you're right. Like Golden Girls. Magic Golden Girls in Sleeping Beauty, pretty par none right there.
Oh yeah, I mean those are just really nicely fleshed out characters, and they each had their own like archetype, and I liked watching them, and I liked watching them interact with each other. And these mice were just a bunch of squeaky little guys that just squeaked at each other for an hour and 20 minutes, and I'm like, man. I don't know. The movie didn't really suck me in. It took a while for like the ball doesn't even happen until like the latter half of the movie. And that's like what I've been waiting for the whole time. I don't know. This one didn't really do it for me. I was just thinking about Sleeping Beauty the whole time.
Like it really ramps up right at the end where like they have to save Cinderella from the tower so she can come down, try the shoe on. I love the part though when it's like the shoe broke and then they're like, Cinderella has the other shoe.
That was good. I did like that. I feel like the scene where they're taking the key up the stairs, for me, it felt like I watched them take the key up every single step. This scene just went on for 3 hours for me. I don't know. It's just my personal preference. It just didn't do it for me. And I think maybe I have seen this and maybe I blocked it out because maybe as a kid I was like, oh my God, bored by it. yeah, as a kid, like this is a movie that my sister has seen this and like it just never pulled me in. Sleeping Beauty is a cool scene where the prince has got a sword and a shield and he fights a dragon. This one doesn't even have magic until the fairy godmother shows up. That's
one time.
So far in the movie.
Only that
they
one
didn't
time.
Have space aliens or big laser.
Where was Thanos? I really wanted to see the stepsisters and the stepmom in a guillotine at the end. I didn't even get that. Payoff.
Know what happens then, do you?
You guys seen Into the Woods?
No.
Musical? In the end, I think they the stepsisters get their eyes plucked out by ravens, go blind.
Cool. Go blind.
What is Into the Woods?
It's a musical. It's I forgot who did it. It's like a super long musical. I saw the movie. Well, I saw it when Shadblow did it a couple years ago. I saw the movie and it was fine. There's some casting decisions I'm not crazy about. Like James Corden
Is it supposed to be like Cinderella?
Into the Woods is a musical that's like a bunch of different fairy tales interacting with each other. And the concept I like. I don't think the concept's bad. It's got like Jack and the Beanstalk and Cinderella, and it's got all these different things. And I like it. It's a fun time, but it's different. It is different because, you know, they write things so that it can interact with each other, and then it all boils into one like climax of all these fairy tales. And it's an interesting musical.
What's that show called Once?
Yeah.
It's like
on ABC.
Yeah, it ran for a while, but it was like there's people like in our world or something like that, and like they had to go to like the fairy tale world and like figure stuff out. And like each episode was like a different fairy tale, or like it moved some other fairy tale along.
Yeah, my parents watched that one. I remember that. They got whatever that ABC Now like membership that you had to get to watch that on.
Oh wow.
The Roku or whatever at the time. This is like before they had a smart TV even, I think. Or maybe they did, but they just had to plug in their laptop still. But
yeah.
Yeah. I remember that capturing a lot of people's attention. I'll go to bed. I like Cinderella. I like Cinderella a lot. I don't know. Like, it was a lot of the fun characters. Each one was fun. I mean, the stepsisters are hilarious. The mice are hilarious. The cat is hilarious. The dog's pretty funny. The princess's moments. The king and his advisor are hilarious together.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the jumping on the bed scene is hysterical. I mean, I don't know. I'll go to bed for this movie, Tristan. I really enjoyed this one. This was really fun.
Okay.
I like Sleeping Beauty the most.
I also like Sleeping Beauty the most. Sleeping Beauty was exciting. It was funny.
Yeah.
It looked really nice.
Yeah, it was so
cringe. Cinderella didn't look nice. Like, in my head right now, I'm comparing it to the live-action Cinderella that Disney did a couple years ago. And it's not as stylistic. It's very just like a flat... I don't even know if it's a musical. I don't think the live-action one was a musical. But I remember liking that one enough. I haven't watched it again since then, and that was like 6 years ago. But yeah, Sleeping Beauty is my favorite of the ones we've seen so far.
Sleeping Beauty is certainly more aesthetically beautiful by far. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any animated film that they've done since that is nearly as great. Maybe Pocahontas comes close a little bit with some of their moments, but nah. Mm-hmm. I was pretty blown away though by the Cinderella soap bubble vignette.
I really
liked that a lot. That just like the play of color was just it just enraptured me in that. I was really blown away by that. But Sleeping Beauty is just that. Every scene, every background to that film is outstanding. Well, Tristan, I think we're nearing the corner of at least this grouping of old Disney classics. How do you feel watching three Disney classics you hadn't seen?
I do feel more fulfilled because I like cartoons. I like Disney. I'm not supposed to like Disney, but I do like Disney movies. Yeah, it feels good to finally see these, to finally say that I have seen classic Disney princess movies. I think it felt best after Snow White because Snow White's such a big staple of animation. I can finally be appreciative of everything that's come since these movies. So it's nice to say that I've seen them now.
Nicole, what are you thinking after rewatching these for the first time in quite a while?
It's good. It's like I agree. It's like the same well-rounded feeling. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I do like the Disney princesses.
I'll say since I was able to go to Disney World for the first time a little more than a year ago, and I've also started to actually appreciate animation more, because like before the last year or so, I've really just been like a live action film type guy. But in the last year, I've really started appreciating animation more. So I've gotten to see both the cultural value of Disney's work, and then just the landmark moment of having these animation films be produced. I'm really quite amazed by it. I really enjoyed it. Well, any last thoughts? You want to give us a send off?
Thanks for coming to this meeting of Fake Fans Anonymous. Unfortunately, I didn't plan very well. So all we have is like little bits of corn and cheese. Calvin, no, that's not Calvin. That's a glass slipper. Don't eat that, Calvin. Calvin, no, Calvin.